you, those of you who were able to listen to the sermon from Palm Sunday, one of the things we said towards the end of the sermon was, why did Jesus, in two of the gospel accounts, why did it say that Jesus, when he asked for the colt to ride on, he asked for a colt on which no one had ever sat? And so to be on a colt that no one has ever sat meant that colt did not know what to do. And when Jesus sat on that colt, it was the first time a human had done that. And that colt wouldn't just have natural instincts to know what to do, this donkey colt. And one of the points he was trying to teach his disciples was this, is that it's not important if you don't know what to do. Just be available to the one who does know what to do. And that's how the Christian life works. Yeah. And Jesus is constantly reinforcing that concept so that the disciples will understand that once they're filled with the Holy Spirit, the one, Jesus, who had been with them, will then now be in them, that he might live his life by his ability through them, even though they may not know moment by moment what to do. Just stay available to the one who's in you, who you're now being the divine vehicle for, that he knows what to do. As a matter of fact, it says in Luke about the Holy Spirit, he says, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, they received power. But the word power, literally in the Greek language, is simply the word ability. But it began to take on the connotation of supernatural ability. And so when they received the Holy Spirit, he released in them, realized in them, the supernatural ability of Jesus to do and live the Christian life that would be impossible for them to live on their own, even out of sincerity for him. Now, the cursing of the fig tree, I used to feel sorry for the fig tree, because when I would read these verses, I would think, what false expectations that Christ had for this fig tree. Even though the fig had leaves, the leaves were an announcement that at some point within the next few months, figs would appear. But the appearance of leaves on a fig tree is all evidence that there are not figs yet. It's not time yet. And these scriptures said that when Jesus was hungry and he went to see if there were figs on the tree, and there weren't because he was out of season, that Jesus cursed the fig tree and said, no one will ever eat from this figs from you again. And I used to think that is so unfair, because Jesus expected from that fig tree to produce what was out of season, what was impossible for that fig tree to produce. But once again, I believe Jesus did this not because he was mad at the fig tree, but because Jesus was trying to teach his disciples something. And that is simply this, is that the whole Christian life is the Lord Jesus expecting out of season things from us, things that aren't normal, things that we know that we're incapable of, things that seem beyond our reach, things that seem to be too hard for us. I remember in these last few weeks, for those of you who've been sort of staying at home the last 2 weeks and have been sort of isolated, you have to remember that Olivia and I were isolated for 14 days before that in the hospital, and we were really isolated. And as the coronavirus became more prevalent, we were more so, because they didn't let people in the hospital much. We couldn't get out. But in that time, I only left the hospital twice and slept in the room in one of those wonderfully luxurious chairs that they have in the room to sleep in. And we were just there doing the thing. And it was happening fast and furious, just some of the needs and the stuff that was going on. And there have been times in those days, and then over 2 weeks we've been home, now maybe 3 weeks, I guess, now, where it has often seemed to me like, Lord, you're asking of me that which is out of season. This is just beyond me. This is just beyond my ability to handle. This is too much. There have been times, even though I've taught this for 40-something years, where I've said to the Lord, like, there'd be one emergency here, there's another crisis here, it'd all be happening at one time, and I would just be mumbling under my breath, this is just too much. But it's never too much for him. Yeah. Because he knows that he has deposited in me his life by the Holy Spirit, which makes nothing too much for me. It may seem out of season for my humanity. It may seem out of season and impossible out of my own strength. But in those moments when I would say, this is just too much, I'd have to stop and repent of that attitude, that forgot to remember that Christ is my life. And it's by him and his adequacy alone that I live. And once I stopped and repent, and then once again just simply thanked him for his adequacy for that moment, I found once again the grace that was already deposited in me manifesting through me, and then victory being walked out. This is the nitty-gritty. This is what makes up our life every day. We're often confronted with things where it seems like the Lord's asking of us something that's out of season. that this person's behavior has gone too much, or this is just not my personality type. This isn't one of my natural strengths. The whole Christian life is about setting you free from the bondage of your natural strength or your just your personality type. Amen. When you say, I can't do this, this is too hard for me because that's not my personality, you're giving in to the lie that you're still the old man. Because you have to remember, not your personality type, but the fallen personality. The fallen personality, the whole fallen personality that you once were, died 2,000 years ago, that we taught we were going to celebrate this Friday on the cross, and buried. And you were raised up with your unique temperament and personality, but without the sin controlling it. So that your personality will manifest Christ, will manifest the fruit of the Spirit, coming out through, you may not be bouncing off the walls in terms of your type of personality, but it'll still be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. It'll still be the power, signs, and wonders coming forth out of your humanity because you're the body of Christ. That doesn't change. We have to stop using our personalities as an excuse to say, God, this is not a season thing you're asking for me. You know how hard this is for me and my personality. And Jesus' answer is, you don't know how easy this is for me, Chuck, in light of my personality being released to your personality type in this situation. And that's why the next day when I saw the fig tree withered, and the disciples said something to them about it, with the tree that you cursed is withered, Jesus said what to them? I'm trying to teach you about how my personality being released to your personality type in this situation. And that's why the next day when I saw the fig tree withered, and the disciples said something to them about it, with the tree that you cursed is withered, Jesus said what to them? I'm trying to teach you about having faith. The whole Christian life is by faith. Everything in you to live an out-of-season life, everything that you need to live an out-of-season life has been deposited in you because you're in Christ. And so nothing that he ever requires from us to him is ridiculous and impossible. It only seems ridiculous and impossible if we're still looking to ourselves apart from him to live the Christian life. And that's the great curse of the fall, the great lie of the fall, that I can somehow be like God by trying to be like God on my own because I love him. Only by God living in us can we be like God, and he's done it that way because he loves us. For we have this treasure in earthen vessel, so that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God, not of ourselves. And so Jesus says about this fig tree, have faith in God. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be taken up, cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted to him. Jesus is saying to them, you think a fig tree is hard to deal with? What about a mountain? We have fig tree issues in our lives all the time, these little things that seem to be like little impossibilities or out of season stuff, and we can trust him for his grace and his adequacy to be manifested through us in that moment, to love that person, to show patience to that person. It's his patience. We're not gritting our teeth trying to be patient. We're not trying to have peace. We're not trying to have joy. I found myself this morning going through the routine of doing the things I'm doing. One of the things that Livia can eat, likes to eat, is eggs and toast, fried eggs. And it gives her a lot of protein. It's good for her. But of course, it slows my schedule down as I'm trying to do some different stuff. But I'd found myself not even realizing I was doing it, singing in tongues somewhere over the rainbow. I thought, Lord, what is that coming from? And then I remember what it says about Ephesians 5:18, that when you're walking continually filled with the Spirit, abiding in Christ, allowing him to live his life through you, that you'll make songs and melodies with your heart to the Lord. That's normal Christianity. Getting frustrated, getting angry, being impatient, being unforgiving. And doesn't he say that at the end of the story? He says, and whatever you do, when wherever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, that your Father also in heaven may forgive your transgressions. He just talks about there's fig trees. You think fig trees are something. What about mountains? And one of the biggest mountains is when somebody has hurt you, somebody has abused your trust, somebody has betrayed you, somebody has offended you, somebody has humiliated you. And to forgive them is one of the greatest mountains, out of season things for our humanity. But it's only that way because the law of sin still lives in our members. If you're struggling to forgive someone, it's not an issue about how bad they treated you. It's about how little you're trusting Christ. It's about how little you're allowing him to do through you this out-of-season thing. The person who can't forgive the mom or the dad, the person who can't forgive, the friend or whatever, the person who can't forgive died on the cross 2,000 years ago. And you now live in union with someone whose very disposition is, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And so the story on Tuesday is Jesus teaching us that he's going to often require us to do out-of-season things. And he will do it through us. But it'll feel like out-of-season things, things that don't seem normal, that would be normal to me, that's beyond my reach, that are beyond the extremities of my capacity. He often does that. He often puts us in places that expose our need and inadequacy, that he might demonstrate his adequacy. Don't walk around celebrating your inadequacy. All your inadequacies are reminders that you're to live by the adequacy and the ability of Jesus. But one of the biggest mountains that we'll ever face, is the coronavirus a mountain for you? Then believe. Believe what? Believe in the Lord Jesus to do the impossible through you. It doesn't matter whether you think in your humanity you're unable. That's the whispering of the devil. The truth is what sets us free. And you're in union with Christ. And mountains and fig trees are all the same to him. There's no difference. He's no more threatened by cancer than he is by headache. Every name that's named is under the feet of Jesus. It's important for you to remember that. And maybe the biggest mountain you're having to face is you've not been able to forgive somebody who mistreated you or disappointed you or betrayed you. It's time for you to stop and to stand and own that disposition as a fallen disposition. And you believe in the lie. And in that area of your life, you're living as if you're still the old man, the old self. And begin to thank Jesus by faith that he's bigger than this mountain. Thank him for his victory and his forgiveness towards that person. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.